The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. The Pharisees approached Jesus and asked, "Is it lawful for a husband to divorce his wife?" They were testing him. He said to them in reply, "What did Moses command you?" They replied, "Moses permitted a husband to write a bill of divorce and dismiss her." But Jesus told them, "Because of the hardness of your hearts, he wrote you this commandment. But from the beginning of creation, God made them male and female. For this reason, a man shall leave his father and mother and be joined to his wife, and the two shall become one flesh. So they are no longer two, but one flesh. Therefore, what God has joined together, no human being must separate." In the house, the disciples again questioned Jesus about this. He said to them, "Whoever divorces his wife and marries another commits adultery against her. And if she divorces her husband and marries another, she commits adultery." And people were bringing children to him that he might touch them. But the disciples rebuked them. When Jesus saw this, he became indignant and said to them, "Let the children come to me. Do not prevent them, for the kingdom of God belongs to those such as these." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Good morning, everyone. This past Thursday, on my day off, I was able to get together with a couple of families, and I have to admit, it's very hard to do anything anymore because you guys keep me very busy at Holy Family, right? I've been a priest almost 17 years. I've never had a calendar this full, and I'm blessed because I love it, right? And I was having dinner with these two families, and as the dinner was going on, we were having a good time. One of the adults that was there said, "Father, can I talk to you?" And I have to admit, anytime somebody says, "Father, can I talk to you?" my heart drops. Like, what are they going to say? What's going on? And he looked at me and he said, "What are you doing this Saturday at 5:38 p.m.? Well, that was the start of the Dodger game, right? So I said, "Well, I'm listening." And he says, "Do you want to go to the game? I have 4 tickets I can't use." And I said, "I think I'm free, all right?" So I went. So I went to the game yesterday, but I have to admit, part of me didn't want to go because I had gone to 7 games this year and I was 0-7, right? So I thought, maybe I shouldn't go. You know, us sports fans, we're superstitious, right? So your pastor's not the jinx, thanks be to God, because they won yesterday. But I have to say, I had a really, really good time and the seats were very nice. I felt very bougie yesterday, right? I was living that South Pasadena lifestyle, right? And there were at least 4 different families I ran into at Holy Family. And every single family, they were happy to see their pastor. And that made me happy. And I was greeting them and talking to them, and all very different families, but they all love Jesus. They love the Dodgers, right? They were having a good time. Then I looked at my phone, and I realized that some of the Holy Family teachers were there, right? And they were way up high, you know? You know where your nose starts bleeding way up there, right? And I thought, I better go see them or else I'm never going to hear the end of it, right? So I went up there, and I spent about maybe half an inning with them, and it was good to see them as always. We have a wonderful faculty here at Holy Family School. And I went to bed that night, and I thought, I'm so blessed to be a priest. I'm so blessed to be the pastor here at Holy Family because we have so many good people here. I mean that. This is a wonderful community. And I'm sure you feel like that at times in your own life, do you not? When you have a great day and the day comes and goes and you thought, I really encountered God's blessings today. The people that God has blessed me with are truly a gift. You know, none of us in here have a perfect family, do we? We're perfectly imperfect, as I like to say. At times, it seems like our families are even a bit dysfunctional. Sometimes we argue nonstop. We have issues in our family. But what we know for sure is God hasn't made a mistake in any of us. Every single one of us has been created in the image and likeness of God. God doesn't make junk, my friends. He loves you for who you are. He made each and every one of us different. And together we're called to build up the body of Christ. Now, these readings are difficult. I had Mass this morning at Fishaw High School at 9 a.m. I go, geez, this is the gospel I have? So what do we need to do with these readings? First of all, we need to pause to think of who has God blessed me with in my life? Who is my family? Who are those that love me? Who are those that always walk with me? So let's think of those people right now, and let's give them the greatest gift that we can do. Let's pray for them. So let's pray for our family right now that we love so very much.